May I have the grace and humility to speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our lessons today remind us of God's real heart for the poor and also the wonderful healing miracles that Jesus did, even when the religious authorities thought that he was breaking the law of Moses by performing them on the Sabbath. But it was the Old Testament lesson today that really caught my attention, so that's why Alan read it instead of the epistle. So I'm going to speak about it instead. It comes from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, and it's very well known, being a passage about how he says that he thinks he's too young to start doing God's work. The Lord had called him to be one of the prophets at a very young age, and Jeremiah's response was, "Oh, sovereign Lord, I don't know how to speak, I'm only a child." Jeremiah's was more like, "Oh," a sigh of pain and distress. Not surprising, I suppose, when you think that Jeremiah was probably still in his teens when God called him, and prophets were often used by God to go to the kings to bring them back in line when they'd strayed away from his will for the nation, or committed some sin of their own, and were not being a good example to their subjects. But the Lord would not accept no for an answer. He told Jeremiah that he must go to everyone that God sent him to and say whatever God told him to. He needn't be afraid of them, however important or famous they were, for God would be with him and rescue him. Now Jeremiah, as a young person, was in an ideal position to speak to others, because his faith was still very fresh and new. He'd not become lazy or jaded. He still had that excitement of youth and the willingness to take up the challenge of new opportunities to serve God. In our present day, we can find that new believers in Jesus are also very good at spreading the faith because it's still fresh and interesting, and they love telling other people how they have just become followers of Jesus, God's Son. One of our choir members, who was confirmed last year and is about to go to secondary school, has turned out to be excellent with the fellow travellers, our Sunday school group, helping even the very young ones learn how to pray and compose some prayers of their own. Most of us here will have been Christians for some time, but we never know when we might come across a young person or a new believer. And so it's up to us to support and encourage them as they grow in their faith. It doesn't matter if they don't always say the right thing or get all of the parts of the Bible right. They can soon learn from their mistakes and then grow in confidence as they speak more and more to people about their love for God. It is also good for us to listen to them, as no matter how long we've been on the Christian journey ourselves, there is always more for us to learn. These young people might even ask us questions about our own faith journey, and being challenged to talk about this can encourage us to decide for ourselves what we really do believe, and how much we're willing to endure for what we believe in. When Christians, new or old, share their faith with non-believers, it's not only a mission about making more Christians, it's also a mission about making better Christians, people who really know what they believe. If we face the onslaught of questions, challenges and debates, it helps to solidify our commitment. And this internal commitment, which is formed in us, strengthens us as we share our faith and walk our journey with Christ. Some of you might know that I'm the current padre at the Stratford Air Cadets, and the other week I was going over with them the promise that they make when they join 1289 Squadron. This includes not only a commitment to serve the Queen, but also doing their duty to God. Fortunately, A manual is provided for Padres with some questions that we can use during our monthly Padres hour with them. On that occasion, I was trying to help them with their questions about faith, and that turned out to be quite a challenge. Amongst their questions was, why did Jesus have to die? And how would we know it really was him if he came back again, as some people have already claimed to be him? It is surprising how energizing it can be to be put on the spot by a group of teenagers. Some might just have been testing me to say how much I really knew. Others might even have wanted to learn more about Christianity from the answers that I gave. The interesting thing was that the more they asked me, the more excited I became about what I believe. And as they say, faith is more often caught than taught. In fact, when it was time for me to stop the session, I could tell they were still ready to hear more. Perhaps I was just lucky with the group I had, or perhaps God had given me the words to say, as he promised he would whenever we feel we don't quite know what the answers are. And it's not just outside the church building that young people seem to be showing an interest in Jesus. It's as though God is doing a new thing in our time and in our parish, as our own young people are about to start a new venture called Stay Cafe. This will run on the third Sunday evening of a month after Evensong, but in the parish centre. They'll start with refreshments, then have time for discussion or debate about a current topic that concerns them, and then they will finish with worship songs, accompanied by keyboard and drums, which we hope they'll learn to play themselves. I have a feeling that some more challenging questions might well come up during these sessions, and I'm sure that God will be with us to give us the help with the answers or the further questions that arise. Jeremiah may have been young, but he was not too afraid to do what God wanted of him. And I hope that when the searching questions come, we will be really ready to listen to our young people and encourage them to tell others about their faith. But especially I hope we will pray for them as they are confronted sometimes by ridicule or downright hostility. No one said that being a Christian would be easy, but I'm sure we'll all do our best to support one another, and especially our young people on the Christian journey. Amen.